call to order the meeting, this special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University. And this meeting is called to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Present.
Trustee Dennis Barsima. Trustee John Butler.
Present.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Here.
Trustee Jacob Summer. Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Here. So some of our trustees and staff are in person today for the Board of Trustees meeting, but their in-person attendance is voluntary. The meeting is still being conducted pursuant to Public Act 101-0640, enacted June 12, 2020, and Section 7E of the Illinois Open Meetings Act. The governor has issued a disaster declaration related to public health concerns caused by the coronavirus or COVID-19. As chair of the board, I have determined that an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent because of the disaster. As such, trustees may attend today's meeting by audio and visual conferencing and not by physical appearance. I might also add that two of our trustees are trying to get in virtually right now, and hopefully we'll join very soon. Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. You do have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Athus.
Second, Pritchard.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima. Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer. Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes. And again, I'd like to welcome everybody here today. This is a time when we're going to discuss some of our real estate that we have, and something that we've been working on for quite a long time. So I'd like to thank the people that have been working on that, Sarah and your team, and obviously President Freeman and our counsel, Mr. Perry. So thank you very much for your work on that. And also hopefully people will be able to get out to the football game this weekend after having a momentous victory against Georgia Tech. So I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Greg Beyer, Felicia Bohannon, Peter Chomentowski, Katie Jekyll, Holly Nicholson, and Karen Wedby. Do you have any comments?
Good morning, Holly Nicholson, President of the Operating Staff Council. I was asked to represent UAC today, and I appreciate the opportunity. So I just have one quick comment. A colleague approached me who is supportive of the sale of the Hoffman Estates campus, but had some concerns about optics that I agreed to share with you today. First is the concern that it will appear that NIU is divesting from that community, and they were wondering how we will address that. And then also there may be a perception by the sale that NIU isn't thriving, and they also wondered how we could message that in a positive way. So if this isn't addressed in this meeting today, I will follow up with the appropriate campus leaders, but I did agree to bring that concern to you today. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, we will move on. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we've not received any requests, so there's no public comment this morning.
Okay. We will now move to the President's Report, number 153. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
Thank you, Chair Wasowitz. Today, the President's Report consists of a single agenda item, 6A, Real Estate Property Sale, Hoffman Estates Campus. In March of 2021, the Board of Trustees designated the Hoffman Estates Campus as surplus to the university's needs and authorized the property to be sold under the updated provisions of the Illinois Property Control Act. This designation was made to recognize the normal evolution of a thriving university and to address the concerns that were expressed by the University Advisory Committee. I'd like to note that NIU continues to be invested in the Hoffman Estates community and that we actually offer classes very close to the Hoffman Estates campus at the Harper University Center, and the board has entertained items about the success of those programs within the last several weeks. I'd also like to point out that the world has changed since Hoffman Estates campus was designated as an outreach center. I think we've all seen, even before COVID, the preference for many working professionals to take their classes in an online or a virtual format, and we have found that there's been less demand at Hoffman Estates, and the ability to sell the surplus property and use the finances for deferred maintenance on our own campus, which is a growing problem, was a sound decision for the university. Any question about whether NIU is thriving or not, I think should be answered by the press that will be coming out today regarding our 10-day census and the fact that we are welcoming the largest freshman class in two decades to NIU. So why are we here today with this item? We're here today because after the designation of Hoffman Estates as surplus to the university, a reasonable offer was received for the campus at 5555 Trillium Boulevard. The closing date is pending, and efforts to close the sale may require us to move quickly to accommodate the buyer's potential timeline. And so to make sure that we don't have impediments to that process, to provide clarity for the process, the action requested today is to authorize the President, President Freeman, me, to accept the offer and collectively with Treasurer Chinaya and Secretary Edshel Walden sign all related closing documents on behalf of the board in accordance with Board Regulations Section 6, Subsection A3. So the recommendation from the university is Board of Trustees approval for this delegated authority, with the understanding that updates on the sale process will be provided to the board at future meetings.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Gales.
Second, Athis.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? I think I might want to just add to what President Freeman was saying here about, our investment in the community. We are a regional state school, and we think we're a really good one. And in fact, we know we're a really good one. But we're also a business that's handling the people of Illinois' money, and we are acting in a prudent and responsible way. I think it's a great point about what we're doing with Harper and working with the community colleges in the area there. So I think this is something that people should look upon very positively as far as what we are doing and what we're looking to accomplish here. Are there any other comments at all? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, we'll call the question, and would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athis?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima? Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes. Are there any other matters requiring the attention of the board today? Hearing none, then we will move on to the next item. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is September 23, 2021 at 9 a.m. May I have a motion to adjourn this special meeting?
So moved, Pritchard.
Second, Ferraro.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Appis?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima? Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes. This is the shortest meeting that I think that we've had since I've been on the board. And it must be because Trustee Barcima is not here. So, Dennis, I'm just kidding when you read that in the review. So anyway, this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you for attending.